Grits are good, though. Good grits are good.
What would you call whiskey that's made illegally? Maybe out in the woods?
I guess moonshine.
What about that, Baba?
That's good. Carrie, why don't you go play in your room a few more minutes, and then we'll be through. Warming up for the night.
Any other names besides moonshine?
It's another subject I've never concentrated on too much. I can't think of one.
What would you call whiskey that maybe it's legal or maybe it's illegal, but it's not fit to drink? It's really bad.
I don't know.
What about beer that's made at home?
Just call it home brew or...
And say something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils. You'd tell somebody, would you just that?
Smell that.
Okay. And you say, this isn't imitation maple syrup. This is...
pure maple syrup.
Or this is
genuine or...
and
real.
If you buy something wholesale, you say you're buying it in, maybe buy several hundred pounds at a time.
I guess in quantity.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say in bulk or in bulk?
Well, no. I mean, I just never had much occasion to say anything like that.
How would you
to use the term? In bulk, I'd probably say, you know, they're buying a lot of those.
And a sweet spread that you could put on toast or biscuits would be?
Oh, like jelly or marmalade.
And what you have on the table to season food with?
Salt and pepper.
And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
Could I have an apple?
And you say, he doesn't live here, he lives...
over there.
Do you ever use the term yonder, over yonder?
Not unless I'm just being silly.
How would you say that?
Well, if we were horsing around, you know, just acting goofy, I might say... like I was trying to, you know, talk more country than I do normally, I'd say, you know, he lives way over yonder. I usually would say over there, though.
And you tell somebody, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
And if you're not rich, the opposite of rich is...
no, poor.
And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child. What? Father was rich. Next door was a child.
Oh, who was worse off?
Or not their father. You say next door was a child.
Whose father was... no, I'm sorry.
I was wondering if you'd say that his father was worse off or whose father was...
oh. Well, I thought that's what, you know, you meant, but I just wasn't getting there fast enough.
And if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach...
well, like an orchard.
And you'd ask somebody if that's his orchard. You'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. You'd point to someone else and say, he's the man
who owns it.
And talking about how much flour would be in a sack, you'd say a sack might contain 5 or 10 pounds. And something made out of flour and baked in a loaf would be?
Bread.
What different kinds of bread?
Well, there's whole wheat and there's sprouted wheat or,
what's sprouted wheat?
Well, when the seeds are sprouted, it's supposed to be really good for you. I've tasted it. It's delicious. And, you know, you can get little kits like at health food stores and sprout your own little beans and things. And